That's the spirit.
It is. It is going to be great.
Princess Chelsea.
Peter, are you on or off a bus at the moment?
I am not on a bus. I am sitting on the terra firma, trying to avoid the rain, though.
You mean the earth?
It's begun to drizzle. Yes, I do. I do.
What?
Yeah.
Hey, easy on the words.
Every now and then it has to be the case.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, good, good.
I can kind of imagine you flying on a cloud somewhere, Peter.
That's right.
Whoa,
that is
John.
That's my next plan.
Everybody wants that in their life. Yeah.
Yes. So, I mean, this isn't a cloud, but this is the Vatican coming in with big news over the weekend.
Okay.
Long promised, long awaited, the deal with China that will put Chinese Catholics back in connection with the true church, the Vatican.
Were they not speaking with one another at some point? Or?
Yeah, so since the communist takeover, the Vatican has refused to recognise anything other than the bishops that they've appointed, and the Chinese Communist Party has insisted that Vatican-appointed bishops be sent straight to prison. And so that makes for a very difficult thing, because under the Chinese, firstly, the Catholic Church, authority comes from the Pope in Rome. The Pope appoints the bishops. The bishops ordain the priests. So if you cut off the bishops' part of it, in theory, you've got no valid priests. And so it's a mighty difficult situation. And for this reason, whereas other Protestant denominations in China have amazingly flourished in the last 15 years, now recognized to be something like 60 million people, the Catholic Church, which elsewhere tends to be about a third to a half of all Christians, in China is just 10 million people. And yet it had a very strong base at the time of the communist takeover. So it's a mighty significant moment when the Vatican and the Chinese government reach an agreement that effectively recognizes the communist-appointed bishops for the official church and recognizes that all future bishops have to be approved by the Vatican.
They have to be approved by the Vatican?
Yes. Now, of course, I mean,
why can't they have their own sovereignty? Why can't they just be like, hey, we're China and
does
we're it, doing our own thing
does
with
it
our
cost,
bishops here?
Does there like a little fee for each time you got to use the Vatican's skadish?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. But this
there
is
you go,
going
John.
Down.
That's why, mate. There you go.
Here, we're going back in history a mighty long way to reach this conclusion because, I mean, all the way through the Middle Ages, this was the critical issue that the attempt to wrest control of the right to appoint the bishops, which various empires and kings tried. You might recall the death of Thomas a Becket in Britain really hung on issues around this, where the Becket, as Archbishop of Canterbury, said he owed fundamental allegiance to the Pope, and yet he was also serving as the Chancellor of England, and the conflict was so great that he was ordered to be assassinated.
Ooh.
by the king. So, you know, this is the history of awkward relationships. Now, usually the Vatican's prepared to come up with the compromise they've got at the moment with the communist government, that in effect the communist government will necessarily vet who is allowed to be chosen. So they'll
sounds rigged.
Cleanse.
That sounds rigged.
Yeah, of course.
Sounds
but rigged. I mean, the Catholic Church has worked on rigged appointments for many centuries. So,
oh,
I mean,
get on with it. Get on with it.
That is nothing new.
Rigged appointments and money.
Yeah, that's right. So, I mean, they're perfectly used to the need for practical compromise, but it has to be a person authentically or authoritatively, finally, given the imprimatur by the papacy. So, on this basis, seven Chinese bishops are approved, the ones that have come through the dodgy system, and because there's been a whole informal Chinese Catholic Church that's tried to link up with Vatican-approved bishops.
Why wouldn't you? That's a great brand. Priests. Strong brand.
Yeah, that's right. Yes, but the you understand the Chinese government is just paranoid about separate organizations. And the Ministry of Religious Affairs in Beijing has been taking really extreme measures in recent months to clamp down on any informal religion of whatever brand. They regard all religion as potentially dangerous.
A bit of a pain in the neck.
Yeah, well, more than a pain in the neck.
Definitely dangerous.
Well, bear in mind that the Communist Party in recent years has not been growing. Churches have been growing. There are now more Christians than there are communists in China.
Wow.
That's
kind of the opposite to where New Zealand's at, isn't it? We're going in the opposite direction, aren't we?
Yeah, that's right. And a lot more Buddhists. And I mean, most religions are flourishing. We know about that huge confrontation that the Uyghurs, Muslims, have had with the Chinese government. But, I mean, they've been, in the last 2 months, significant efforts have been taken to shut down churches and to confiscate materials and imprison pastors.
Wow, okay.
So there's heavy territory here.
Yeah.
And clearly, for the communist government, they've got to neutralize the threat of Chinese Catholicism. And this is the way to do it.
Far out.
Oh, that's quite interesting. It's actually
going to all go. It sounds like it'll go.
It's
been building up for a little while and now it's all go.
Yeah, that's right. Of course, Francis, in doing this agreement, will make himself further unpopular with the Conservatives.
But what, will he get a bit more cash? Yeah.
probably. Yeah. But, I mean, the Conservatives say he's conceded too much. He should never accept any bishops ordained.
Yeah, but Conservatives sound like they don't have much cash, yeah. Too conservative.
Well, I'm not sure, because Conservatives...
You've got to spend big to win big kind of thing. That's what this Pope knows all about that stuff.
They're mighty influential, though. Anyway, this will all be part of a rich tapestry, as we say.
No doubt. It's okay. All right. Well, obviously, we'll turn to you, Peter, for what's the going downs.
Yeah, that's right. We will watch the seed with it.
As we do. All right, thanks, mate. We'll touch base again next Monday.
Excellent. Very good. Bye.